Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and this is our February 24th program, and it's 9 o'clock here on the East Coast in my home in Florida, and that means it's 6 p.m. on the West Coast, and we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, wherever you may be, anywhere around the world on the program here tonight. And with that, I just want to also welcome Blanca. How are you doing this fine evening? And let's make sure that everybody can hear you and that you're sounding great.
Well, good evening, Dave, and hello to everyone that's joining us. And hopefully everybody's hanging in there with all the exciting things that are happening. And so we had a good day over here, and it's going to be nice to share your update on the currency exchange.
It is. I first want to say thank you to everybody that attended the workshop in Baltimore last Saturday. We had about 85 people that showed up, and absolutely wonderful time. I just want to say everything is going well, and things are in fine, smooth operating procedures out of there, and it was a great time. Now, a week from Saturday, we're going to be in Denver. Denver is sold out. Now, the reason it's sold out, I mean, you know, every state's COVID regulations are different, so I'm limited to how many people I get to bring in. So Denver is capped at 50 people. And today I was going to set it up for Cleveland 2 weeks after that on, let's see, that would be March 20th. And the state of Ohio won't let you have any more than 10 people. So today I switched Cleveland over to Pittsburgh, and that's about 100 miles away, or about 100 miles from Pittsburgh to Cleveland. So on March 20th, we are going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, instead of Cleveland. That's an announcement that I had here tonight, and I will be sending out a newsletter on that in the next day or two, that we've shifted over to Pittsburgh. And folks, I have said, for the people that are attending the Denver workshop, yes, you will still be able to get into the participation of the round one exchange. Cleveland workshop, I don't know yet. It depends on how many people respond and how many slots I still have left to fill. So that's the scoop there. February 24th, a lot of interesting things going on. And Blanca, what is it that you would like to share with us tonight before we get going into the program?
Well, I think it's kind of germane to some of the things you're going to be sharing about the currency exchange and financial systems, and probably some of our readers were alerted to it as well as you, but that the Federal Reserve payment system, their interpayment system, went down today for about 2 hours. And so it was down, and this is the virtually the way all the bank transfers are handled. And so that's kind of interesting that in a time when we're thinking about all the changes and systems changing, that something big like this happens. So that's something that I think is kind of related to the topic that you're going to be addressing.
It is. And if you're listening to some of the other folks, it's not so much that the banking system goes down as much as they shut it down, because they are making very quiet shifts and changes to their computer and software systems in the banks. And Simon Parks referred to that on his video from about a week ago of how this had happened at different large banks around the world, and it could be that this was the time for the Fed to do it, and then they shut it down. Who knows? It's all speculation, but it is interesting. So,
yes, well, we had notes from some friends who've been in the mortgage, the retail mortgage, and they said that in their 30 years of working with the Fed, they had never experienced something like that. So, so it's a major reset. It's a major thing, whatever they're doing, shutting it down.
So are we ready to go on the program tonight?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, folks, I do this, probably about twice a year. What I do, I just go through the whole currency exchange program and process as a review of how it came about, what it is, so that and this is always a good word, it's a reference video for people who want to know what's going on. So what in the world is going on here? Well, behind the scenes, we are getting ready for a massive shift to what is called the financial system that happens here in our world. We understand and we know that basically the financial system is run by what is called the central banks. And here in the United States, our central bank is the Federal Reserve. And the central banks are basically run by the cabal systems. And these central banks, they basically dominate the ebb and flow of the world's money supply. They get to determine and can dictate who gets to be wealthy and who gets to stay basically in a form of poverty. And they do it with that with countries as well as what I call very strong individuals. There has always been what is called this process and this plan by these benevolent groups to be able to shift and change the world's financial supply. Because, see, when the central banks run the systems, it means the masses of humanity, the millions and billions of people on this planet, have been left in various forms of financial slavery, and this is what has gone on for thousands and thousands of years. We forget that almost half of the population, half of the people that live on this planet, in this world, live on less than $10 a day. Folks, that's basic survival, nothing but basic survival when you live on less than $10 a day. For those of us that live in your more advanced countries, like the everyday middle-class moms and pops here in the United States, yes, we get to have a much, much better standard of living, but we're still in financial slavery. Why? Because our jobs basically take up somewhere between 50 to 70 hours a week of our time. And at the end of the day, we're lucky if we have 2 hours a day for ourselves. And then when the weekend rolls around, we're either busy catching up or visiting with families or doing other things. And we have very, very little time to ourselves to do our research and our work to discover and wake up what's really going on in this world. And that's what financial slavery does. It keeps you a slave to the system. In fact, when you look at the system, that's pretty much now the system in the Western world. Children, they grow up and they go to public schools for about 12 years. And the public education system is not designed to help people grow and mature and wake up. It's designed to create slaves. Even the Rockefellers have said the public education is designed to create workers for the wealthy, i.e. slaves to the extreme wealthy. That's what it's designed to do. So we're caught into this system. There has always been what are called benevolent, very powerful people that understood this and were in the position of wanting to help set the people free. Now, what I always share at my workshops is that we live in a world where there's basically two forms of this world. There's the conventional world. The conventional world is the world that's presented to us in the media. It's presented to us in our education systems, in our government systems, and et cetera. It's what operates on the surface that the world gets to see. That's our conventional world. But behind the scenes is what is called the shadow world, the part of the world that operates in secrecy, operates in the shadows, and it's not presented to the public. But what's important to know is that the shadow world is not just what we call the dark hats run by just the cabal. Now, that is where they do most of their work, but there are also very, very benevolent and powerful white hats that operate in the shadow world as well. They don't get to come out into the open of what they do, because if they did, the very powerful elite of the shadow world would shut them down. But these benevolent white hats are the ones that have money that is beyond our comprehension. Now, part of them, and the major source of that, is what is called the dragon families. Now, the dragon families are currently headquartered in China, but they are not just Chinese. These dragon families are the royal, are the benevolent parts of the royal bloodlines that go back thousands of years. And these royal bloodlines come out of the Middle East, I should say Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and China. Now, if you really want to do your research, you will go back and you will understand that these royal bloodlines were basically created by a divine decree from what first source of what we call God to the Anunnaki. And they were told to create these royal bloodline families that would rule over the humans until the right appointed time. But these royal bloodline families, over the thousands of years, the majority of them remained benevolent, but there were some that were not. There were some that basically they became the black hats. And they became the very powerful elite. And those that we call the cabal, we think are the ones that are really in control, but they're not. They're really subservient to these very powerful elite royal bloodlines that were created by the Anunnaki thousands and thousands of years ago. Now, anybody who's willing to do their own research can see this, and I go into more extensive detail on how all this happened in the workshops. Well, the benevolent ones have known that there was going to come a time, an appointed time, where it was time for humanity to wake up, time for humanity to be set free from these slavery systems. And folks, this is the time. They always have known that we have lived in a world of financial slavery, and yet they have had extensive wealth that they knew could only be released at the right appointed time. If they started releasing these funds and this extensive wealth too early, all this money, it gets converted into money that goes into the banking systems that then the black hats, the cabal, control. So if they started releasing their wealth, all they were doing was feeding the cabal. And they realized they couldn't release these funds until it was safe to do so. The dragon families, now let me take a step back. I have been to Hong Kong 4 times, and I have met with some of their representatives. I have learned over the years the real, what I call the good, accurate history of the dragon families. I'm not an expert, but I'm very familiar with their history, and I have met with some of them. The ones I met with, they live in basically Shenzhen, China, which is across the border from Hong Kong. But I was able to meet with them in Hong Kong. I was introduced to their massive wealth. It was on my last trip to Hong Kong that they were going to take me into what is called the largest and most secure and extensive gold storage facility in the world. And they were going to take me in there. 2 days before we were going to go in, I was sitting in a business meeting with the gentleman that was going to take me in there. This man is 38 years old. He's a martial arts expert. He is in excellent health, and he proceeded to have a heart attack. It took all of us by shock. But we later found out this was an assassination attempt on his life. So the man that was going to take me into physically the largest gold supply in the world, I'm sitting next to him in a business meeting, and he proceeds to have a heart attack. He was one of the Dragon family members. And they were working with me on some of that stuff. Out of that, things began to shift and change. Now, it was about 7 years ago, I heard about this currency exchange that was going on. And some call it the global currency reset. Some call it the revaluation. And there were 3 currencies that were involved: the Iraqi dinar, the Zimbabwe dollars, and the Vietnamese dong. And when I first started hearing about this with the Iraqi dinar, I said, Who's coming up with the billions of dollars to pay for what they talk about? What it was is that the dinar was going to be revalued from about 5 cents a dinar to back to its old rate of $3, around $3.40 a dinar. And I said, who's coming up with the trillions of dollars to pay for that? And it just didn't make sense to me. Well, then somebody started explaining to me what was called the oil credit contracts that Iraq has with China and the United States. And I thought, well, that does make sense, and I could see that that is a possibility. And that's where I started doing my work and started doing my research. And I just started looking at everything that I could find on the Internet about what was going on this. And I started listening to the programs that at that time were on Dinar Recaps. And these programs made sense, except shortly afterwards, then they just started going crazy. And I thought, these things just don't make sense anymore. But that's how I got involved. And I actually had purchased some Iraqi dinar myself. And then I began to get contacts with people who were other aggregators like myself working with the brokers who were actually buying the dinar. And this one thing led to another, and an item happened where the next thing you know, I was back to doing my radio program, and this was in it was in October of 2014, about 6.5 years ago, and I started talking about the currency exchange. But at the end of the day, I was always wondering, who has the money? All this crazy stuff that was being talked about in dinar recaps and people were going to become multi-trillionaires overnight. And I said, who has the money? Who has the money? Follow the money. There has to be somebody that's got very real money that can put into very real bank accounts that you and I can, in a very real way, spend. And the rates they were talking about and the number of people they were talking about and the amount of dinar that we're talking about was going to take trillions of dollars. And I said, this is absolutely crazy. Well, I also out of that had come to realize the only place on this planet that I was aware of that had that kind of money was the Dragon Families. And so I started talking about the Dragon Families. And I started talking them about them for about 3 or 4 months. And then the next thing I know, I get an email from a gentleman that says, you've been talking about the Dragon Families on your programs. We want you to know that there are members of the Dragon Families that have been listening to you and watching you and observing you. And there is a man who is a member of the family that would like to start talking with you on Skype because he lives in another part of the world. And that's where I got introduced to the Dragon Families. And I learned about their history and I learned the reality of what they have. Now, there's various reasons, I don't communicate with them that much anymore. But that's where I started this whole process of the currency exchange. And I ended up writing what was going to be an extended answer to some questions that a lot of my friends had. I had about 35 people I was working with. And when I sat down to write this, it turned into one of those, what I call those inspired moments. And then about 11 hours later, I had what was basically turned into almost a 12-page article. All I did was send it to my 35 friends, and then somebody ended up putting it on Dinar Recaps. I still today don't know who did that. But I had my name and my email in there, and I said, if you have any questions, just send me an email. And the next thing I know, over the next 10 days, I received over 1,000 emails in 10 days. Well, that's what got me started. And it was based off of that list that I started my list, and I started the programs talking about it. People started connecting with me and contacting me. And I then got involved in the currency exchange myself with the dinar. This evolved over a period of time. I made 3 trips to Hong Kong that I told you about, and this went on for the next year and a half. Then it was in about 2016 or 17, I got introduced to a gentleman that is, we call him the professor. He was basically the administrator, elders, the council of elders of the Dragon Families. I went to Hong Kong and I met with him. And we were out there standing on the street in Kowloon in Hong Kong, And he points to this 80-plus story skyscraper, and he says, see that up there? At the very top there, that's where the elders meet, because they own that whole complete skyscraper building. Well, it was also 2 years earlier when I was in Hong Kong and I met with one of the Dragon Family members. He did the same thing. He pointed, that's where they are. So that gave me the understanding of the reality that, yes, these Council of Elders and the Dragon Families are very, very real. And the money they have is very, very real. One thing led to another, and then it was within the next year I got introduced to a lady that's called the Princess out of the Philippines. And as it was explained to me, if the Philippines was still its own independent country, as it was before it became an American territory, her father would be the king of the Philippines. And that's the royal family that was there. And the royal family out of the Philippines had access to massive, massive wealth in the Philippines, just as the Dragon families have there in various places throughout Asia. I've had it confirmed to me by reliable, tangible sources of people who are connected to the military in the Philippines that says, yes, the money is there and the money is real. As I started getting involved in these currency exchanges, I found out that the buyers of the dinar were drying up and there was no more dinar anymore. But I had the opportunity to become what was called an aggregator. I could collect currencies and run them through a broker who then basically had access to the buyers at another place here in the United States. Now, before, and that's when I started taking the currencies in for those in round one. Now, I want to take another step back and give a little more of the background information on this. Why is this happening? Well, as I started at the beginning of the program, I talked about these extremely powerful elite cabal that run the global financial system. But there are these very benevolent white hats that basically want to counter that and want to neuter the financial power of the cabal. They started this with what was called the original Bretton Woods Agreement right back around World War II. That whole system ended up falling apart because the cabal took it over and it couldn't work. The second opportunity that the Dragon families wanted to do this was working with President Sukarno of Indonesia, who operated a contract with President Kennedy in 1962. Now, Sukarno was a Dragon family member, and he was also the president of Indonesia. And that's where he got all of this trillions of dollars back then. All of this was designed to release to humanity, to basically neutralize the power of the elite and to neutralize the complete cabal control of the financial systems around the world and to help basically neutralize the global finances of the countries around the world. That happened, and it was shortly after that. That agreement between Sukarno and Kennedy was called the Green Hilton Memorial Agreement, and I have a copy of that document. President Kennedy had been on record of knowing that the CIA was the black ops operation within our country, and he was going to totally restructure the CIA. He also knew that the Federal Reserve was the tool that the cabal used to control the world's money supply, and he was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. If this Green Hilton Memorial Agreement had come into a reality and those trillions of dollars would have been released, both of those would have happened. What that meant to the cabal was that the vehicles they used to control the world's money supply was going to go away. Kennedy signed the Green Hilton Memorial Agreement, and when you look at the date, 9 days later, he was assassinated. He was dead. Different people have different stories about the reasons for Kennedy's assassination, but at the end of the day, it's always about the power and control of money. And this was one of the major things that was going to stop the cabal's power and control system. And I believe that is the major reason for Kennedy's assassination. Well, the Dragon families, out of this, they're very, very patient. They've been with this. The White Hats have been with this for thousands of years. But they also knew this was the time to start releasing the funds to humanity. The Bretton Woods Agreement failed. They realized that governments were too corrupt at the top to trust governments. Banks were too corrupt at the top to trust the banks. And so they said, how is it that we can release these scores of trillions of dollars to neuter the power of the Black Hat Cabal money run system? And what they realized was what they couldn't stop was 30, 40, 50,000 individuals being released millions of dollars each and spending it on humanitarian aid projects and on themselves all around the world. When you've got, hypothecating here, but let's say when you've got 50,000 people that each get to spend $10 to $15 million, how do you stop that? That's when the Dragon families realized that was how they were going to release these scores of trillions of dollars into the global economy to neutralize the power of have and have not countries, to basically stimulate the whole global economy and to neuter the power and control of the cabal-run financial system. And through that, what they have set up is these currency exchanges is one of the ways they are doing that. It's not the only way, but it's one of the predominant ways it's being done. And there are scores of thousands of people that have now bought these currencies. It started with the Iraqi dinar. Well, but there are buyers that the Dragon families are producing the funds for. And these buyers quit buying the dinar because the dinar got massively overprinted, oversold, and it ended up about 30 to 40% of it ended up being counterfeit. So they quit buying the dinar. There are still some of them that are purchasing the Zimbabwe dollars, but the buyers of the Zim are no longer purchasing what is called loose Zim. Zim that comes in from individuals like you and me. The only Zim that they are buying are those that are in boxes that are certified and sealed from the Bank of Zimbabwe. That left the dong. Of the three currencies, the Vietnamese dong is the only currency that is tradable on the open foreign exchange market, which means you can take it into a bank and convert it over to U.S. dollars. The Iraqi dinar is a worthless currency on the international market, and so is the Zimbabwe dollar. It was about 4 years ago that I was contacted by a broker that who was connected to a very, very powerful buyer. I could start bringing in Vietnamese dong. And so I did, but I was limited to how many people I could bring in and how much dong I could bring in. And so that's when I started my policy, is that when I was notified by a broker, and I had no idea when this was going to happen, is that I would turn to my most recent workshop that those attended, and that's who I would invite to come in. Now, over a couple years, I was able to bring in roughly around 350 people to be in what I call the round one of the currency exchange, that I took in dong from them, gave them their receipts, and then the dong, we collected it, and it was sent to what we call the Texas Processing Office. That's where all this dong is sent. What I have learned is this Texas Processing Office actually started about 25 years ago. It got its start by an advance of about $1 billion from the Dragon families. This was a contract agreement between white hats here in the United States and in China. These were professional finance people, and they took this money and they started placing it on what is called the off-market global private exchanges. These are not your common conventional market exchanges. These are private off-market exchanges. And they started basically putting the money into there, and they had these off-market trading programs where they could double their money every 2 to 4 months. This was 25 years ago. Over a process of time, that fund grew and grew and grew, and it is what is backing up the purchasing of the dong that we are turning into them. I have since come to know who the man is that runs the Texas Processing Office, why he was selected to do it, how it got started, and I am personal friends with a lady that's personal friends with the man that runs that office. My broker that I turned all my currencies through is a bank based out of New Zealand. They have seen the bank account of the Texas Processing Office. It was at HSBC Bank in Hong Kong. They saw it online, and they basically said there's so many zeros in that account, we couldn't even count them all. Now, let's go back to why this is being done. It's coming from what is called a benevolent parts of the dragon families and their extensions to release money out into the world through scores of thousands of people to basically neuter the black hat cabal financial slavery system. And those of us that are involved in this exchange, we are the ones who are getting to be the trailblazers to the process. And we're getting to basically for hundreds of dollars end up becoming multimillionaires. Now, I know that sounds crazy until you understand the shadow world that is out there. If you don't understand that shadow world, all of this sounds absolutely crazy. But, you know, my background of a former state senator, being involved in politics, I got to understand the power and control structure of the shadow world and the black hats, that it's out there and it's real. But there's also the counter side to the white hats who are involved in this. And they are the benevolent ones. And they understand. Let me go back to the benevolent. The dragon families have about 128 different clans. And they can trace their lineages back thousands and thousands of years. When I was in Hong Kong and I met with a man called the Red Dragon, he actually told me, all of us in the dragon families can trace our lineage, our generational lineage back thousands of years, but we never talk about it publicly. But what I can say to you is I have an actual generation by generation genealogical history of my family, and I trace my family back all the way to King David. I am a direct descendant of King David of the Bible of close to 3,000 years ago. That's who they are. And they have always known, the white hats, that this gold that they have is not their gold. It belongs to humanity. They are the custodians and the caretakers of it to release it to humanity at the right appointed time. And this is the right appointed time for humanity. Look at our world. Look at what we've been going through. The shifts and changes in the last 120 years in contrast to the previous 5 to 10,000. Massive shift and change that's going on for humanity right now. And this is the start. And we've all come down to now. Now, the release of the funds for this currency exchange is only a start of the process. Now, in my opinion, this is going to go on for a couple decades. And that's how long it's going to take to clean up thousands of years of financial slavery. But it isn't going to happen overnight. Now, what I want to do, so that's kind of the background and the history and the purpose of the currency exchange. And I talk about a round one. This is the first opportunity of the release of funds. And when that is done, what I am told is that there will be another opportunity for a round two. who is on my newsletter list has an opportunity to participate in round two. But folks, I cannot guarantee that is going to happen. I have no guarantee that that is going to happen. I have no control over where the money comes from and the release of funds and who's going to do it and how much they're going to allow to come in. I have no control over that. I have to go by what they say. Those involved in round one are the people that were basically, it was because the brokers that I'm in touch with came to me and said, you have an opportunity to turn in this much dong by this date. And that's how this has evolved. So here we are, very close for it to go. Now, what I want to do is, most of you have heard when it comes to what was going on behind the scenes and the political issue in the election, that the person that I trusted was Simon Parks. Simon Parks is very, very well connected, obviously. He gave an update on February 18th, which was 6 days ago. That's about a little over a half hour long. And he started, about 5 minutes into it, he starts talking about what is called the quantum financial system. Now, folks, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go and listen to the Simon Parks at simonparks.org and listen to his February 18th update broadcast. He talks about the quantum financial system, and he talks about it in a way that I had never heard from anybody else. He talks about this is a, and I don't understand all this, but I'm learning in it. He says the quantum financial system is basically a fifth dimensional system of energy based around the energy of money, and the people who are supposed to be involved in it, and these are people that have what he calls the right DNA energy connections within themselves, are the people that are going to be a part of this process. And then he talks about how this quantum financial system of the release of all this new type of money is controlled by the Chinese and the American military. When he said that, he caught my attention. About 20 minutes in, he starts talking about the dragon families. He starts talking about all of the gold. And then he talks about the shift of the funds. And then the last thing he does in this short segment, he talks about Temple, Texas. Folks, I have never, ever said this before, and I'm not going to say any more than this. Temple, Texas is where the Texas Processing Office is. And that's where it is the scores of trillions of dollars that's going to be released to people that's run out of there. When I heard that, I was jumping up and down. I said, he gets it. He understands it. He knows what's going on for what I've been talking about for more than 5 years. So what I did, I took part of that program, his, and it's about 4 minutes long, and we're going to listen to that. So let's go to that now.
In terms of what's actually going to affect President Trump and his position in coming back, it's quite interesting because a lot of people imagine that President Trump is the main man, and I guess he is. But I think it's split. There are some that think that President Trump has to come back before this new quantum system can be activated. And then there are those that actually say he doesn't need to come back. In fact, it will be easier for him to come back after it's been activated. So we haven't been quiet. I haven't been quiet. I've been incredibly busy. Last Friday, that close to the new quantum system being activated, and the those of you who've been very kind and have listened to me know that I've talked about the red dragons, you know, and the white dragons. And we would just call them the Chinese elders out of respect. So we don't want to perhaps talk about the different clans. But the Chinese elders are very, very keen to begin this process. For those of you who are new to this, you might think, what on earth have the Chinese got to do with it? Well, it's about the gold that's really in Asia. The Vietnam War was about gold in caves. It wasn't about communism. The Korean War was about gold in caves. Those wars were about gold in caves in Korea and in Vietnam. No other reason. The Chinese have always supported North Korea and Vietnam, North Vietnam as it was, simply because that was their gold as they saw it, the Asian gold. But if we trace it right back in history, I've always called it King Solomon's gold. Solomon's gold. Very interesting point. Try and remember that for a bit. And the Chinese elders are saying, you know, we aren't too worried about whether President Trump comes back or not, because we, and I'm talking as if I was a Chinese elder and I'm not, but we have a connection and an agreement and an understanding with the American military. In other words, the Chinese elders are confident that the agreement that they have with the American military, it doesn't require President Trump or anyone else to be at the helm. Now, on Friday gone, the Chinese elders pushed to activate this quantum system. The American military, the Joint Chiefs, pulled back and said no, because we've got one hell of a domestic political situation, I beg your pardon, here in America, and basically we need to we need to have that sorted. And so what's happened is that the Chinese elders pull back a little bit, and where we are with this is that the Chinese are not going to keep on and on, agreeing to America to push this back. So it's imminent. It really is imminent. And in my opinion, it doesn't require President Trump to be at the head of the government. Personally, I think it would be a lot easier if he was out of the way for a little bit and all the dust settled, and then he could be brought in. I'm still thinking that March to April is a good time for President Trump to come back. Certainly, he's not going to Washington, D.C. I think it will be Texas, and I think it will be Texas and Florida. I think a move between the two. And think back now to King Solomon's gold. I think there's a place in Texas called Temple, and that might be a really good place to build some big gold vaults and put the gold under there, because it's linking back to King Solomon's temple. So that might be something for you to just to bear in mind and have a think on. So we have a situation where, you know, we are waiting for this. There's a lot happening. Lots are coming out.
That's the part I wanted to share. And if you know what I know, it was like talking about the dragon families, the Chinese elders, the gold, the massive amount of gold that is there. And that the Chinese and the American military have the agreement of when to release that. And yes, he said part of this gold is a part of King Solomon's temple. And yes, it is. I talk about that in the workshops of where the dragon families got a lot of this gold. And then now bringing that over to the United States, ironically, he's saying Temple, Texas. Why Temple, Texas? Of all the places in this country, because that's where the Texas processing office is. That's where the large sums of money are. And in that operation, there's a contract agreement that my understanding is now there are 18 countries in it. It's overseen by the white hats in the CIA, the U.S. Treasury, and the U.S. military. He gets it and he understands it. He's confirming what I have already been talking about for close to 5 years now. And he said we were that close. Folks, the release of this quantum financial system, the activation of it, and I encourage you to go back and listen to his whole program. Everything that I am seeing is the activation of this new quantum financial system is also the release of our funds, because it's all designed to be around the energy of money to be able to change the energy of this cabal-controlled world. Now, if you're on my Facebook page, somebody just went ahead and put the link to the simonparks.org on there under the comments section. Folks, that's what this is all about. I couldn't believe it. And that also tells how, for those of us that have, you have been with me for all these years, and for those of you that are with me in the first round, folks, he said, that's how close we are for the funds being released. I'm always asked, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And I'm always told, we don't know because they don't say a word. There was a point when I started collecting the currencies 3 years ago that we were that close at that time for the funds being released. And I've told the story that back then I had 2 assassination attempts on my life because these were people that knew who I was, what I was doing, knew about the contacts that I had. My phone was always being tapped. And then some stuff came up that created the delay because basically the Chinese and the military realized it wasn't safe to release the funds. They needed to basically fix what was the banking system, the SWIFT banking system, so it would be safe for the thousands of people receiving the money to move the money millions of dollars each internationally. And it's, they wanted to do it back then, but they said they couldn't do it because they recognized it may not get to the places that it needs to get, and that's down to the bottom line of everyday people like you and me. That system is now fixed. So whenever, according to what Simon had to say, is when the Chinese and the military say it's time to go, it's going to go. Now, when those funds start to get released, they go through their various channels, they go through the various paymasters, then it goes to my broker, which is the bank based out of New Zealand, and then the funds will be released to me. But that's not a simple process, folks. That's going to take me a month or more to set that system up. I'm not at liberty to go in and talk about why. This is not a simple open up a small bank account where you got $10,000 in it, folks. No, we're talking about a system where there's billions of dollars involved, okay? So that's why I can't. It's just not going to happen overnight. When the funds finally get to me, it's still going to take another month or two before I can get them to you. But what you can know, you will be notified, is they're on their way. 3 years ago, when all this was happening with me, and I said my phone was always tapped and I could always tell. And that shortly afterwards, when everything, when they realized it wasn't going to happen, they quit tapping my phone, whoever was doing it. And it's some cabal personnel because they know who I am, what I do, who I'm in touch with. Well, about 2 months ago, my phone started being tapped again. I can tell and I know what it is. And here's what I know. I do have people that are in the know that they do contact me with information now and then. And they basically say, when you talk, you're not saying anything that they don't already know. They're not listening and tapping your phone to learn new information. They're tapping your phone because they want to know when the funds are going to be released. They don't have access to that, and they know you will. So that's why my phone's being tapped again. The world I get to live in, folks, so as I bring this forward for you. But this is where we are. This is what we're doing. Let me take another kind of step back. Is that, you know, June, I had my 8-week sabbatical. And when you go through that period of time of having what is called an 8-week sabbatical, because you're basically, you're in a solitary confinement issue, you have lots of time to go back and start asking lots of questions of yourself. Why am I doing this? Is this for real? Is this really happening? Folks, the last place I want to be is talking about this and taking in your currencies and then to find out it's all false. That's going to be one absolute total pain in the ass for me if that ends up that way. And you can imagine it just totally destroys the reputation of everything I've brought to you and everything I've believed in. It's like I'm made out to be an absolute total fool and financially responsible for getting everything back to you. I don't want to, I wouldn't want anything to do with this if I didn't absolutely believe that this was for real. But that gave me an opportunity to go back. And I came away recognizing, realizing, I'm absolutely convinced the money is real. The massive gold of the dragon families that spread all the way throughout Asia. The stuff in Hong Kong is real. The stuff in the Philippines is real. There's a very large private foundation out of Europe that's paying for some of this. And there's other sources here in the United States, like I said, in the Texas processing office, that has trillions of dollars in it. That's for real. That's where this money's coming from. The money is out there and it's real. The one thing I can't guarantee you is how does it get to us? I have no control over that. And we have to trust the people of my brokers and the buyers. And so that's what this process is. It's about the shift and change for humanity. It's about setting us on the course to be set free from thousands of years of financial slavery. And at the end of the day, it's about us being willing to wake up and to believe that it's possible. Now, I don't understand everything that Simon Parks has to say about the people who have the right DNA that are going to be a part of this on an energetic and a spiritual basis to be a part of this new quantum financial system. I don't get all of it, but I understand what's happening enough in our DNA is that your willingness to believe is what activates, shifts, propagates, and grows the power of your DNA, which has an influence on your ability to bring things into reality. Now, I'm not going to go into extensive details about it, but it's a lot of the stuff that I've been learning. The power of belief, the power of human thought. It was the program last week that I talked about the power of our thoughts. Folks, it's extremely, extremely important. If you really want to be a part of this, whenever it's your time, that you need to start looking at it in a positive way. Keep the vibrational frequency of your thoughts in a high positive frequency. You need to let go of your criticalness, your anger, your attack, and your fear. Start believing it's possible. Start visualizing that it's possible. That is what creates the energy that makes it so that you can be in a rightful position, because when you are in the right mental thought energy position, you also shift and change the DNA within you. And that puts you in the position to line up with the energy of this money, because it's all about the energy of money. Yes, there's the physical parts of it, the physical gold, the physical bank accounts, but all those still come back to how we process energy. And at the end of the day, that's how I understand it. I've been in this now for almost 7 years. I've never quit believing. Oh, there's times I had my doubts, but I always came back to my foundation points and saying, why in the world am I doing this? Oh, am I really this dumb and stupid and crazy? Because I've never done it for the money. If you notice, I don't sell anything on my programs. I don't sell anything to make extra money. I don't ask for donations. The only place that I have money that come in is from the people who attend the workshops, and that's how I get my funds to basically pay my bills and my living expenses, because it's never been about the money for me. And I specifically did that so people couldn't attack me that I'm only doing this for the money. I've grown what I call in a conscious state to where it's not about the money, because I know money is nothing but energy. That's all that it is. At the end of the day, it's not about being a slave to that type of a system. The last thing I want to do is continue to be an enslaved to the money system. I want to be free from that, just as we all do. And that means it starts with having the right mindset. So here we are, folks. That's the history, the background of this whole currency exchange, how I got here, why it's taking place, and it looks like it's extremely close. I have no control over the when, but if we trust what Simon Parks brought to us, he is saying that basically the Chinese and the military were ready about 10 days ago to pull the reset, to basically push the button, if that's what we want to say. All I know is it's close. Let's stay positive. Let's stay focused. Let's pray. Let's have gratitude of this process. Well, that's all I think I have to share tonight on that. And I think, Blanca, I think I'm ready to allow you to come in, and why don't you share your thoughts with us?
Well, Dave, I always enjoy when you do a whole recap, because so much changes in terms of what we see before us from recap to recap. I think the last time you recapped, I didn't think we knew as much about the quantum financial system. Trump was president. We had no clue that the elections were going to turn out the way they did. And so it's just a really nice thing that you bring these periodic and recap of the history of it. Also, since you're having so many more people join in the first round, it's good for them to hear it now that they are part of the first round. You hear things a little differently. So thank you for bringing that to us, and for being just so open and transparent as to your experience with this and how you see things. So on behalf of all of us, you know, I want to say thank you for doing that for us. And yes, I think Simon Parks, listening to his updates, quite interesting. There's an advantage that he's quite concise, and his information is thought-provoking, at least to say that. And the fact that some of his data points matched up with some of the things that you've been saying about this process was pretty exciting as well. And I think it's good for people to learn about, just like quantum financial system, you've had talks about quantum mechanics, and of course many probably have heard about quantum computers, and really we're getting into the space of infinite possibilities. You see, when we were in more duality-mindedness, black and white, you know, that's the 3D kind of mentality. But when we get into more of a multidimensional mentality, then we're going into infinite possibilities. Now, in old time language, they just used to call it faith. But to understand that possibilities are infinite, and now we're having tools introduced to mankind because they're ready to deal with the responsibility of having a conscious state where you can, let's say, petition infinite possibility and then draw the most benign, benevolent possibilities, not just for yourself, but for your friends and family. And this whole thing, as Dave has mentioned, it's a planetary project. This is for people all around the world to have more freedom and to escape the financial bondage and limitation and scarcity that, unfortunately, the cabal has engineered, and we've actually allowed it because of our conscious state. We no longer want to allow this. And so we're elevating our conscious state, as Dave is encouraging us to do, to embrace more thoughts such as appreciation and to do our prayers whichever way you do them. So this is quite exciting that we are now, as a humanity, drawing to us tools that will help us attain possibilities we had never before. And yes, these are the things that Dave has brought to us, is evidence of that process coming right before our eyes. So that's all I want to add to that, and it's quite inspiring update you shared with us, Dave.
Well, thank you. You know, I don't have a whole lot more that I need to say about it. What we can do is that we can go to the callers if somebody would like to call in and they've got some questions or some comments. And that phone number is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. That number is also on my website, so it's there. And then you call in, you press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and that lets us know that you would like to come on the air. And we do have a couple people that are coming up. So why don't we go ahead and go to that now? Let's see. We're going to go to the first person, and we're just going to call you out by your area code. And the first person is from area code 262. I'm clicking you on you. So you're coming up, area code 262. You're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who do we have here?
My name is Mark.
Okay.
So I like probably a lot of your listeners, listen to a lot of different people trying to get information, what's going on in this crazy world. And what, you know, a couple of those guys are Simon Parks and Charlie Ward. Now, a few weeks back, you more or less dismissed the idea from Charlie Ward about Nasara. And one of the things that you said, which made a lot of sense to me at the time, was who has the power to take everything down, like go in by Congress and say you're no longer in power. Now that we understand that the military has taken over our government, wouldn't that answer the question of who has the power? And couldn't the military indeed switch the entire system?
They
and,
can.
You know,
yes, they can. And I'll expound on that. But that's a very good point.
Okay.
And yes, they can. Okay. Would you like me to do that now, or is there anything else that you wanted to share?
Yeah.
Well, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, folks, let me take a step back. See, in America, we have what are called the three branches of government. We have, you know, the administrative branch, which is the president, the legislative branch, which is Congress, and then the judicial branch. And our government is set up so that all three of the branches have a check and balance on each other. And because it comes down to if there's a major difference, you know, between the legislative branch and the administrative branch, then it goes to the courts. And the courts are always the end of the line in that system. And but if the legislative branch doesn't like the decision that the Supreme Court makes, then they can propose a constitutional amendment. What do you do if you have a court that's corrupt? And that's where the military has the ability to step in and be that check. Our laws are what are called the U.S. code, but the military has their own code. And in the military code, it does say that they have the responsibility to take control, to uphold their oath of office, to protect us, the people, and the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if there is a fraudulent election and a false Congress and president in office, they do have the constitutional authority to step in and take control. Now, why haven't they? Because, folks, it's not that simple. I can tell you right now, if the military stepped in and removed Biden and said this was a fraudulent election without having the support of the people, it would create absolute chaos, massive rioting, massive riots and destruction, and probably lead us to a civil war. And I think they are wanting to let things play out as much as possible before that happens. Now, you have said the military is in control. Well, do we really know that? There's lots of stories about it, but we still haven't seen anything absolute and tangible proof that they are in control. I think they are personally. And yes, this whole Nasara Gasara, if you listen to the Simon Parks video, he tells you that it's a concept and a thought process. It's not an actuality. Because he understood, somebody got to him and said, there is no such thing as the Nasara law. The law does not exist. Even if the law did exist, who's going to step in and enforce it and implement it and make it happen? You are correct that the military is the one that could do that, because who's going to stop the U.S. military? Not the CIA, not the U.S. Marshals, not the FBI. Let me tell you, folks, if the Joint Chiefs of Staff believe that it is their duty to take constitutional authority to restore our republic, they will do it when they probably feel that it's safe and the right time to do it, but they have to have the public support. It's not about their egos. And there probably is still a process of things that we need to go through before that might happen. Now, there are concepts of Nisargasara that can come into existence, but it's extremely important to understand it is not a law. The law does not exist, but that concept has been around for a long time, and there are aspects of that that can happen, but it's a process of a shift and change that's going to happen over a period of time. So I hope that should be the thing then that should answer all the questions there. Is there anything else that you have, Mark?
Well, just kind of switching subjects a little bit. What happened to me about, I think it was a couple months ago, I checked with my Wells Fargo bank where I purchased Dong a long time ago and to see if I could buy any more. And at that branch, he says, first they said I could, and then they checked and they said, no, we're not selling it. And so they sent me to the, I don't know if it was their national branch or whatever it is. When I called up there, they weren't selling it either, which I thought was very interesting. But I was just wondering if you were aware that, you know, you couldn't get any more Dong for the last, I don't know, 3-4 months.
Depends on which bank you're going to. Not all banks are selling it. You can go on eBay or Amazon and buy all you want. There's lots of it for sale on eBay and Amazon. There's lots of different places you can get Dong. So, but first, let me make a statement. I do not encourage you to buy any currencies until you know you have a buyer, because otherwise it's just going to sit. And you've got thousands of dollars sitting and gathering dust that's not doing anything for you, and it's not working for you. And I don't have any buyers right now. There are no more buyers. If you get the word that a buyer is coming up, you can always get Dong in 2 to 4 days. Yeah, you may have to pay a little more for it on eBay, but you can get it in 2 to 4 days. Some banks are selling it. Get on the phone and start calling the banks and find out who's selling it. You know, some do, some don't.
Sure.
But you can always get it on eBay. But you don't, folks, there's no, don't go around buying any currencies until you know you have someone who's going to buy it from you. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money. Or you're basically taking money and just sitting in dust is what it's doing. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else?
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Thanks
no,
a lot.
No, good.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller from area code 321. Let's see. Oh, I hit the wrong one there. He went off, so I got to – okay, here we go. Now we're back on. Area code 321, you're on the air, and you had some comments about Simon Parks.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Dave. And that was a great summary. Great job on that. Appreciate that. And great job at the workshop in Baltimore. So, hey, I was wondering a two-part question real quick is who is Simon Parks or what is his background? And secondly, my question that's been kind of nagging me is you mentioned the neutering of the cabal and the 40,000-50,000 people, you know, around different countries receiving, you know, these monies. But to me, I mean, how actually is the cabal being neutralized in this process? I mean, it seems like, you know, 6 billion people here, all these countries, and these people are having money. What is it, you know, conceptually, can you get a little more detail, like what kind of is going to happen specifically?
Sure. Well, first of all,
seems like,
you can go do your own
thanks.
Research on Simon Parks. He is obviously a gentleman that is very, very deeply connected with inside intel sources, and he has direct contact. When Trump was president, he had access right into Trump's administration and White House directly. He was obviously getting information. I've learned how to always check my sources, look at the reliability and the tangibility of who is saying what and what is the quality of their information. And I listened to him a number of times before I brought him out into the public, because I came away saying, this guy has direct contact information that hardly anybody has. He's also a very strong spiritual man as well. He's very advanced in far as consciousness and awareness and spirituality, as well as deeply connected in the intelligence world. So, and his information has always proven to be very reliable. So, okay. Now, then the next part, tell me again. I lost my train of thought. What did you say?
Yeah, I'm curious when you know, referring to, I'm thinking about, you know, when you talk about the, you know, 40,000-50,000 people around the world, you know, receiving, going through this exchange process, and the purpose of this being the neutering the cabal's financial system.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like, you know, kind of a drop in the bucket with, you know, 6 billion or so people. What is actually kind of going to happen here?
It's not about how many people, it's about how many dollars.
Okay.
Take a look at the fact, what is the total gross domestic product of the United States in a full complete year? It's only around $17 to $20 trillion.
Right.
These guys have, what I have been told, have between $30 and $50 trillion to release. When you release that kind of money through 30,000 to 50,000 people, it's going to stimulate the global economy. It neutralizes their power of money because it's like, I don't need your money anymore. Why do we need their money when they run it and control it, when this kind of money is going to go out there and be spent? You see, it's like it takes what I use the term, it neuters their power. It doesn't stop them and shut them down, but it neuters the power of their money because their money doesn't have the influence anymore because it's not needed. When you've got 50,000 people spending, you know, tens of millions of dollars each, that gets spread out all around the world. There's also scores and scores of billions of dollars that are designated for humanitarian aid projects all around the world that are not a part of the currency exchange. That's going to be released as well. That stimulates a global economy all around the world in a very, because money always has what it's called its multiplication effort. You know, if you go out and spend money in a store, it means that it's employing the people in the stores, and then they go out and spend their money, etc. There's what's called the multiplication principle of money being spent. That means it neuters the cabal money because there's so much more that their money doesn't mean anything. They can't control it. They can't use it to control stuff. Okay. Now, does that make sense?
Thank you. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller, and it's from area code 714 by the name of Aaron. You're here on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. Just wanted to congratulate you. This is Aaron from California. Just wanted to congratulate you on your excellent presentation of the exchange. I've been to some of your workshops, and you've done a really good job. But, you know, every now and then people need to be reminded of the whole process. And I've tried to explain it to people, and they don't get it because I couldn't cover all the points. But you did a very good job in covering every aspect of this. And, you know, the people have to understand, oh, it is possible. The money's out there, and it can get to the people in the process. One thing you mentioned about that last call, the cabal, you know, you're going to neuter their situation. Well, one of the powers they have over us is strangling the money supply and putting us, having us to borrow it. You know, that's
right.
The problem. If we get the money and we're able to spend it in our economy, that's that's how it neutralizes it.
Yeah.
So,
but go ahead.
One other thing, you forgot to mention, I think, and a lot of people didn't know, and I didn't get it at first. I thought it was all BS too. I mean, who in the world would pay, you know, millions of dollars for pieces of paper that are completely worthless, like the ZIM, or even other currencies and stuff? But as you explained it at one time, that note is a legal document, and that's how they're able to get around it, because a contract is actually established between the exchange and with that legal contract. So I guess that's another way to explain how it works. Isn't that right?
Yes. Well, see, and I always wonder why was it those three currencies? Well, I'm only speculating when I say this, and this is what my opinion is. Part of it is because what I've been told is Zimbabwe is basically the wealthiest country in the world because of the gold they have underground in that country. They, on the surface, they're politically dysfunctional, but underground, they've got more gold than almost anybody else. when you go to the Middle East, it's Iraq again, where there are massive, massive amounts of gold. And then when you go into Asia, it was like Simon Parks says, we didn't go to war in Vietnam because of communism. We went there because there were trillions of dollars of gold in the underground tunnels in Vietnam. Those are the three of the countries that have some of the largest potential supplies of gold. And do you think it's ironic that Iraq and Vietnam are the last two countries we've gone to war with? No, it's about the gold. It's not about the politics and the communism. It's about the gold. The power and control of the gold is what it's always been. And I think what we're seeing is the benevolent white hats are helping to restore those countries because they've been so taken advantage of by us in the United States, by the cabal system, I should say. They've just, you know, destroyed them and taken advantage of them, and they're helping to restore the people. So, yeah.
Right. I had something else to add here.
Sure.
The different trusts in the world, like I know that people want to know about the Saint Germain Trust, and that was wealth guaranteed for the future of humanity, sometime maybe now. Also, there's another person, Kim, she's in charge of the Mana World Trust, and I'm sure there's other trusts out there, but do you have any knowledge or can you comment on anything?
Are you talking about Kim Gogan?
Yes.
She's a fake. I was supposed to meet her personally. She is a fake. She has no authority to do what she talks about. And I've talked about that on another program.
Okay.
Let me explain this. She sounds absolutely great. What most people don't know is that Kim's stepfather that raised her was a former black hat director of the CIA. She got raised by a black hat CIA director. And she at one time had the authority to do the things that she talked about. But she lived in Tucson, Arizona. I was supposed to be introduced to her, but she ended up going crazy where the fact that the police had to constantly come in and calm her down because of the reports of neighbors that she was out of control. She talks about stuff as though it sounds very knowledgeable. Yes, she has that knowledge and she has that background. But who in the world is going to allow one person to have control of the whole world's money supply? And that's what she says that she has. Nobody's. Dragon families aren't going to do that with just one person like her. Now, I'm going to tell you what is my opinion. I think on the surface, she sounds good, like she has a good intention. But I think because of the background of where she came from and her stepfather that raised her as a black hat CIA, I think she has been used as a new form of mind control and that they're influencing her with mind control to mislead people and lead them into a fantasy land. That's my opinion.
Anna Von Wright.
Let me tell you right now, Kim Gogan does not have the authority she talks about.
Are you familiar with Anna Von Wright?
What's that?
Are you familiar with Anna Von Wright?
I'm very familiar with Anna. Anna talks and talks and talks and never gets anything done. Anna's a talker, not a producer.
Her and Kim don't get along, but Anna did say that she acknowledges that Kim is in charge of the Mana World Trust. And
no,
she's not in favor of...
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
I know that. I know for certain she is not in charge of the... She used to have access to the money in the Mana World Trust. She did used to have that. But she has been... The codes have been changed and that authority has been taken from her and she does not have control of the Mana World Trust.
And how does the St. Germain Trust play into all this?
Well, I've heard lots and lots and lots of stories about the St. Germain Trust. But I would like to know, follow the money. Where is the physical bank account and who's in control of it and who has the ability to move it? I've never, in close to 7 years of working on this stuff, heard or found anybody who can answer that question.
Okay. Right now on many of the websites is talking about, and I know they've been talking, for years, we're almost there, tomorrow, it's always the same. And I mentioned this to other people, they go, yeah, right, sure, uh-huh. But right now they're talking, it was supposed to be yesterday and today and later on in the week, and there's always something to push it down the road a little bit. But
they've been saying that for 7 years on Dinar Recaps.
Yeah. Well,
they've
there's one
saying,
Intel.
They've been saying
Intel
it's coming
Dinar
tomorrow
Chronicles.
And next week on Dinar Recaps for 7 years. I've been blocked and banned from Dinar Recaps because I kept challenging the people. They're saying, show me the money. Who has the money? Where are they getting the money to pay? Where are they coming up with the scores of trillions of dollars to put all this out to pay for what you talk about? And nobody has ever addressed that question on Dinar Recaps, ever. They can't tell
right.
you where the money's coming from for what they talk about. At the end of the day, you got to follow the money. Who has the money?
Are you familiar with Judy Byington?
I'm very familiar with Judy, and I wouldn't. I want to know what kind of a world does she live in that she flat out lies day after day after day after day and never takes responsibility for the lies she talks about or the stories that she tells. Never. She never takes responsibility for when she's wrong. She lives in a fantasy world.
Right, and she's got the YouTube channel Restorative Public, that's one of her videos.
Judy Byington is a fantasy lady living in a fantasy world and can never tell you where the money's coming from. Never. At the end of the day, what do you want? Fantasies in your bank account, or do you want real funds that you can spend?
Well, I'm glad you shed some light on this, because a lot of people need to know this, and they
yeah.
need to know at least your opinion on this, because
I mean,
a lot of people are being led down a path that may not even be real. So
there are lots of people being led down paths. There are lots of people that have bought in currencies. There are lots of people who turn currencies over to brokers that are not going to get paid. The only brokers that are getting paid there are those that are authorized by U.S. Treasury. If they don't have a contract authorized by U.S. Treasury, they ain't getting a dime. Treasury controls how much money gets to be released into the economy in our country and around the world. The brokers and the buyers I work with are authorized and are part of U.S. Treasury, White Hat's operation. I did my homework on that. I say, show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money. Who has the real money to put into your real bank account? The people on Dinar Recaps, none of them ever, ever can tell you where the money is going to come from. Ever. They don't talk about it. And that's why they banned me, and they won't put my stuff on there, because they know that I know the truth and they don't want the truth coming out. Somebody behind that is just using that to make a bunch of money off of basically a fantasy mm-hmm. storytellers and fan and listeners.
A few weeks ago, you gave a time frame. You said maybe in the next 2 to 4 months. Is that time frame still on, or that's up in the air?
Well, what did I already talk about tonight with Simon Parks? What did he have to say?
Oh, yeah, it's imminent.
Yes.
Very soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
now,
I appreciate
no
it, Dave. Thanks.
Now, there's no guarantee, because, see, sometimes stuff comes up that we don't foresee that puts a hold on it, and that's happened in the past. So I
right.
say, folks, don't count on anything till you know it happens. Okay. And
well,
one last
comment. When you said you need to believe, you need to have faith, and a lot of people, they have a self-fulfilling prophecy. They just flat out refuse to even entertain the concept of it might even be possible. But that is going to, it's just, it's self-fulfilling. If you don't believe, it's never going to happen, for at least for them. So,
you have to believe,
but
it's also not believing in fantasies. That's why I always say, give me something that's tangible. I've been, being public on this and doing this for 7 years, I get so many stories that come to me, so many comments that come to me. I can't tell you the stories after stories after stories that I have been told by the hundreds over those 7 years, and at the end of the day, almost none of them are tangible. They're just stories that people are believing in as a fantasy. Now, you go to my Facebook page, and somebody put on there about, the QFS movie updated. That's another classic example of a bunch of fantasies of Nasara Agassara, and they can never tell you where the money's coming from. I'm not here to be in a fantasy land and just being in a fantasy of hoping. I'm here to deal with something that's tangible and real. And when I say show me the money, I know where it is. I've done my homework on that to know that the money is real and I know who has it. and it's there. And I can go by what I've been told. What I can't guarantee is how it's going to come down into your bank account and my bank account. I can't guarantee you that. But I know the real money that's out there. And the real money people that I communicate says there is no such thing as the 800 numbers being paid. None of the money that I'm aware of, the scores of trillions of dollars, is going to pay for people on these 800 numbers to get their currencies paid for. That's a fantasy land, the 800 number system. Total fantasy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of sites promoting that too. So
I've been browsing them for 6 years, and none of them are ever right.
Yeah, it's the quantum financial system that's totally different than the cabal reset, right?
Yes, it is.
Right, and there's a definite distinction that the people there's the Trump administration and his reset that they wanted to do, which is probably related to the QFS, but totally different.
I have no
than
idea because I don't know how that one is defined.
Yeah,
the Trump administration reset. That's just another story that I don't have anything tangible on.
Right, right. But the cabal reset, what they're trying to do now, is definitely not the same thing as the quantum financial system, right?
That's called the Great Reset. It's about resetting us to a one-world government. It's not about money. It's about a government controlled of a one-world government is what they call the Great Reset.
Right. And people need to know that, so which is good you cleared that up.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
All righty. Thanks.
Take care.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got one more caller here. I'm going to area code 214 with Bob, and I think I know who this guy is. Is this my friend Bob from the Dallas area?
Yep, it is.
Hey, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, a couple callers ago, somebody was asking where they can bond a dong. I bought mine from the airport. The airport exchanges, they might still have it, but I don't know if they do anymore. But that's one source that you can buy dongs from.
Yep.
And what I was calling about is explaining in simple terms
Bob, you've got some background noise. Do you have a dog there in the background?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that too.
Yeah, if you could quiet that down a little bit, that would be helpful. So.
Okay. Could be my headset. Okay. All right. In simple terms, the quantum financial systems is like Santa Claus. He knows when you're good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. did you hear me? Sorry,
I heard you.
There's noise.
Like Santa Claus, but he's got to be good for goodness sake.
Yep, then you get rewarded.
That's right. So, okay. Well, anything else, Bob?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, all righty. Thanks, bud.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Blanca, I guess I get to come back to you. Are you there?
Hello?
After timeout period. Yep, we can hear you. We're back.
Okay, very good. All of a sudden you disappeared on me, so I'm here. It's always nice to get callers because questions they bring up, I'm sure, is because they heard what's going on and other people have heard it. And so it's nice, and comments that they have. It's nice. Of course, Bob always has a funny to share with us. But
yeah.
One thing that occurred to me as the questions were coming up and you were clarifying things is that this thing about what our thoughts are is a very powerful thing. And that's why you get a lot of the pretenders and counterfeits. They're saying, well, these guys are getting smart enough to not get into the frequency of the cabal of lack, limitation, fear, hate. They're actually resonating at a higher frequency, so they will give a counterfeit higher frequency message to see if they can go ahead and divert attention. So this is also part of what we have to learn, is determine what looks like a nice shiny package, but it's really counterfeit. You call it fantasy. So, yes, the truth is that there are infinite possibilities, but the truth is also that there is fantasy. And having the consciousness to know the difference, I think, is important.
That's a very, very good point. Thank you very much. So, okay. Well, anything else then that we want to cover before we call it a night?
I think it's good. We had a full show.
Yeah. Let me just make one comment. There were a couple postings on my Facebook page about if I could comment about the Federal Reserve financial crash today. I don't have any tangible information on all I know of. I have heard it. I haven't looked into it. I haven't read anything about it. So I don't know. I don't want to go commenting on something that I don't have. I can't give a tangible answer from. So, but with that, I think then we're ready to call it a night, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, let's get the jingle coming up. Let's see if I can get that to work. Boy, I click it. It just, you know, come on here. Hold on here. Why does that old jingle not? There we go. All right. Here's our jingle for the night. Okay. Thanks, folks, for joining us tonight. And we'll see you again next week on the good night.